Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Someone in your company, I guess, got authorized to use my account, and I didn't authorize anything.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
06791.
Your first and last name, please?
Brian Miller.
Thank you. And could you verify your address, please?
30 Breezy Hill Road, Arlington, Connecticut, 06791.
Thank you so much. I did locate an account for you, and I'm pulling that up now to see exactly what it is for us. And it looks like it is called the Bytehub. It is an app you would download that would give you easy to follow workouts, healthy recipes to help you on a fitness journey. It looks like you were charged $59.89. Someone was entering a sweepstakes to, it looks like a Craftsman tool set. They were trying to win to be put in a drawing for something to do with Craftsman. It just tells me tools. I do see this happened on May 5th. And they charged you the $59.89. We could reduce the cost, and it is monthly. We could reduce the cost to $20 a month if you wanted to keep it monthly.
No, I don't want it at all.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see what we can do since you don't want it at all. I do see where I am available to do. I could do a $55 refund as there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That'll be fine.
Sure. Let's do that now. Your refund of $55 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, sir?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Sure. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 9207008.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. You have a great day, please.
No.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.